Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Joel Kane and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hello, this is Eleanor Engel. You know, most people have certain favorite foods that almost make their mouths water just to think about. Do you? I sure do. And if you're anything like me, you sometimes eat a little too much. The trouble is, eating too much can lead to indigestion or heartburn or a queasy, upset stomach. Well, when and if that happens to you, remember what I've been telling you about Alka-Seltzer, won't you? Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it and feel better. You see, thanks to the unique combination of ingredients in Alka-Seltzer, it quickly reduces excess stomach acid, soothes and settles an upset stomach, and relieves that stuffy, too full feeling. So comfort is yours in almost no time at all. You try it. Remember, drugstores everywhere sell Alka-Seltzer.
It's almost midnight at 79 Wistful Vista, and the McGees went to bed an hour ago. Mrs. McGee is sleeping as peacefully as a babe. And Mr. McGee sleeps like a baby, too, a baby hippopotamus. Right in the midst of this peaceful scene, the phone rings.
Huh. Oh, dear, the clock must be. Oh, no, it's the phone. Who on earth could be calling at this hour? McGee? Mm. McGee, wake up, dearie. The phone. Our phone is ringing. Go down and see who it is. Never mind, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Where's my bedroom slippers? Mm. Who in the world is... It stopped.
Gee whiz, you should have hurried, Molly. Now they stopped ringing, whoever it was. Well, what time is it?
Oh, it's around midnight. Mm. Darn telephone, anyhow. I was sleeping so nice, too.
Gee whiz, who the heck could be phoning us at midnight?
Probably just a wrong number. Come on, let's get back to sleep.
Okay. But what if it wasn't a wrong number? What if... Hey, maybe something's wrong over at the Elks Club. Maybe they're calling a special emergency meeting of the executive board and they need me right away.
Are you on the executive board?
Come think of it, no.
Well, then go to sleep.
That could have been old Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had us a Waterville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois, and Waterville together. Never tell you about old...
Yes. Now look, McGee. There's no sense in lying here fretting all night just because a silly telephone rang a few times. If it was anything important, they would have called us again by now. Wouldn't they?
Yeah, I guess they would have. Yeah.
Of course. So let's just forget it and go back to sleep.
Yeah, no use worrying about it. If there's anything important, they'll call back. Let's just forget it. Go to sleep.
I'm for that. Good night.
Good night. Silly to lay here and fret about it. Sure funny they don't call back, though. Must have been in something important or they wouldn't have called in the first place. So why don't they call back? Maybe somebody's sick. Maybe it's a long distance. Hello? Is that you, Mert? Yeah. Look, Mert, I got a whisper on account of because Mrs. McG... Huh? No, I feel fine, Mert. No, my throat's okay. Look, what I called about, Oh, she's fine too, Mert. She's asleep. Look, Mert, our phone rang a couple hours ago, around midnight, but they hung up before I could answer, so is there any way you could check that call back and, Oh, there ain't, no way at all to find out...
McGee, where are you?
Oh, goodbye, Mert.
What on earth are you doing talking on the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, hi, Molly. Oh, couldn't you sleep, kiddo? I got a swell cure for insomnia. All you do is
Don't change the subject. Honestly, McGee, you're just being ridiculous. You kept me awake for 2 hours rolling and tossing and muttering to yourself, and the minute I doze off, you sneak downstairs and grab the telephone.
Well, gee whiz.
Now, just forget the phone call. Get back in bed and go to sleep. Of all the silly, childish behavior.
Well, I'll go back to bed. And I just can't get to sleep, Molly.
I pointed out to you a dozen times that if that phone call was anything important, they would have called back long ago.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Unless, of course, they couldn't call back. I mean, like if it was your Aunt Sarah, for instance, with all her money, and say maybe a gang was holding her up, you know, like that movie we saw, and maybe they caught her trying to phone us and cut the phone off. No. That's silly, ain't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just silly.
Okay. I'll forget it. I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Good night.
Where are you going?
Oh, you got me so wide awake now I'll need something to put me back to sleep. I'm going downstairs and get a glass of warm milk.
Okay, Tootsie. Good night.
Surely couldn't have been Aunt Sarah. I mean, she has the servants and all. Still, if she was sick or something and the servants were asleep. Hello, operator. Oh, is that you, Myrtle? This is Mrs. McGee, and I've got a problem. Our phone rang a few hours ago, Myrtle.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Nobody slept very much in the McGee household last night, and all because of a phone call from parties unknown. At breakfast this morning, Mr. McGee is mentally miles away.
McGee, you want sugar on your grapefruit this morning?
Yeah, thanks.
Butter on your toast?
Fine.
Cream in your coffee?
Please, yeah.
Ground glass in your oatmeal?
Yeah, thanks. What? Ground glass in
my... Just testing, dearie. Oh. Come back to Earth, will you? Stop trying to be the Jack Webb of the phone company.
Oh, that phone call hasn't entered my mind all day.
You sure?
Positive. Forgot all about it. Pass the sugar phone, will you? I mean the sugar bowl.
That's what I thought.
Oh, all right. So I'm a little curious about who phoned in the middle of the night like that. Gee whiz, aren't you?
Not a bit.
Well, by George, if you can forget all about it, so can I.
Is that a deal?
It's a deal. I guarantee it's out of my mind completely. And
grocery boy!
Did you phone us last night about midnight?
Huh? What'd you say, Johnny? Daughter?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Oldtimer, nothing.
Nothing at all.
Then call the cops, quick, kids. Somebody's hiding in this room. I distinctly heard voices asking me if I phoned last night at midnight.
Well, since you brought it up, did you?
Sure did.
You did?
Good, good.
Yep, I phoned my girlfriend, Bessie. Wanted to take her dancing. I was going to take her out to the new Rumba Palace, kids. Oh, but she was too tired, Bessie was. Oh, we love to rumba, me and the Bessie, bum ba bum ba dum bum. Yep, awful hard on the clothes, though. Expensive. The rumba's the only dance I know where you wear your pants out from the inside. Well, we gotta run now. So long, kids.
So long.
Now you see what happens to us when we let our curiosity run away with us?
Yeah, we get lumps from beating our head against the wall.
So it is really ridiculous to let a phone call upset us like this, isn't it?
Sure it is. We're acting like a couple of kids.
Right.
But I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
I'm not going to eat a bite of breakfast till I find out who the heck called us.
Good. I'll get busy on the phone. I'll call the Toopses and Mr. Wimple and Dr. Gamble's office.
I'll run next door and ask Les and Sally Nelson. I'll ask at Kramer's drugstore, too, and all around the Elks Club, because this thing has got me...
You didn't, huh? Well, you're the last one on my list, Mabel. Believe me, if anybody ever calls up here in the middle of the night again... Oh, I think McGee just came in, Mabel. Maybe he knows. Talk to you later. Bye. McGee, that you?
Yeah. You find out?
No, you?
I asked everybody I could think of. Nothing.
I talked to everybody I could think of except Dr. Gamble. He wasn't in, but his nurse thinks he's on the way over here.
Guess that's him. Come in.
Hiya, Molly. And good day to you.
Never mind the small talk, Fatso. Did you do it? Did you call? Did you phone us?
Last night, Doctor. Did you call us?
At midnight on the phone, did you?
Hey, what is this? What's all the excitement, kids? Sure, I called, but it wasn't anything important, so I just...
Oh, that's a load off our mind, Doctor.
Boy, oh boy, we've been sweating that out since midnight last night, Fatso. And by George, that was a pretty inconsiderate, miserable, annoying, backstabbing thing to do to two people sleep, too, you big sabotager.
Hey, wait a minute. Gee, I didn't intend to upset you. Good gosh, I just...
Well, we were just curious, that's all. Curious.
Sure.
I'd forgotten all about it, Molly. You see, my phone rang about 11:30, and before I could answer it, they hung up.
Yeah?
I thought it might be McGee, so I dialed your number. Then I realized you'd both be asleep at that hour, so I hung up. I'm sorry if I woke you, kid.
Oh, well, that's all right now, Doctor. Who do you think was calling you?
I don't know. I went back to sleep and forgot all about it till you mentioned it. Huh. I wonder if it was anything important. Oh, probably just a wrong number. Hope it wasn't a patient. Sick. Dropped the phone, maybe, and couldn't lift it again. Or... Gee, Molly, you think it might have been important? McGee, you think it...
Doctor.
Yeah?
Welcome to the club.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, how's the day going with you? There are days, I know, that may have you feeling tense and a little on edge. When those days do happen along, I'd like to suggest you try Miles Nervine. I think you'll find it's just the thing to help you keep calm. Now, here's the wonderful thing about Miles Nervine. It relaxes you, yet it doesn't leave you feeling dull and logy. That means you'll be able to carry on your day's activities more calmly and efficiently. You can buy Miles Nervine at your drugstore. Why not get a package next time you're there? Follow the label, avoid excessive use. That's Miles Nervine, to help you relax and be yourself.
Any phone calls for me while I was downtown, Molly?
No, nothing. The phone rang once, but before I could get there, they hung up.
Oh? No, what else is new?
You mean you're not worried about the call? Your curiosity is cured?
It sure is.
What's so funny?
I've got a confession to make, kiddo. I'm cured, but I wasn't too sure about you, so... While I was out, I called and then hung up before you could answer.
That's very funny, all right.
Yeah.
But I have one question, McGee.
What?
Did you call the first or the second time?
Huh? You mean it happened twice? But I only called once, Molly. The other one must have been somebody else. What if it was something important? What if they don't call back? What if...
McGee.
Huh? Oh. So long, everybody.
See you later. Goodbye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays the old-timer, and Arthur Q. Bryan is Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald, who feels sure you'll enjoy tomorrow's program, too. Be with us then, won't you?
Daytime companion to America's women. Weekday, starting November 7th on NBC Radio.